Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sandy Williams is in the studio. Sandy, I wanted to talk, man, about what's happening with the threats that are happening to elected officials and others who folk on the right, unfortunately, don't like it. Adam Kinzinger, who's a Republican, does not walk, you know, with along the same lines as some of the folk who just believe everything Trump says and is not a MAGA guy. He's receiving, and his family's receiving all sorts of death threats. The young lady who was who spoke on the
that testified before the committee.
She was receiving Sandy, what is happening?
Well, you know, and to be honest with you, the Supreme Court justices are
receiving
threats, and you know, I think our country's slipping slipping. You know, we're slipping into desperation. People who don't get their way, and I think it has to do with this fact that nobody feels like they're actually represented, and I suppose conservatives feel that way, but they're very. The path that's being taken by conservatives towards getting what they want is surprising, and it's surprisingly fascistic, quite frankly. If you don't agree with them, even people in the party, Adam Kinzinger, who seems like a noble fellow,
he is,
and is doing things out of a spirit of duty. Is being attacked for it because he's not towing the line ideologically, not defending the team, so to speak. And it's a very, very troublesome, very troublesome. I think societally the United States has broke down on civility. We've also broken down on this notion of duty and honor, quite frankly, to the point of just pragmatic chasing of power. This tinkering with the election process is the most cynical thing that you can imagine a party doing to try and get its way, and yet it's happening in plain sight.
Yeah, it's in the open.
Openly and notoriously, and it's all designed to make it hard for some people to vote so that the people who do vote are the people who are likely to elect a conservative minority.
Yeah, but Sandy, so when you see that and the rest of the world sees it, you no longer can then talk about your great democracy.
Well, it certainly makes hypocrisy out of us marching around with our military cane, waving it around the world, telling people how to behave and what kind of governments to install. You know, the Chinese shake their head when we start tisking about their level of democracy when, you know, we have so many people incarcerated in our prisons. You know, we can say, well, they're there because they ought to be, but I'm sure that's the way the USSR felt about the people who were in the gulags in Siberia. They're there because they ought to be. So, you know, our society has a lot to do to fix itself, and this notion of American exceptionalism that has us talking about our great American democracy seems to be ignoring some realities.
But Sandy, we have to realize that there is something wrong. We've got people, again, these people who are threatening Kinzinger and others who are making these sorts of threats towards a man because he doesn't agree with what is mindfully and truthfully wrong in the first place.
Right.
Yeah, it would be different if, you know, if he was against truth.
Well, the thing is, what he's saying and what he's talking about is something that
will benefit this country.
No, but the entire American public witnessed it.
Right.
So we all witnessed what went on. There's very little of what the committee is uncovering that isn't stuff that we either knew happened or surmised was happening because of what we were actually seeing. So this is like people in a jury threatening one another for what it is they all heard out there in the courtroom, or even worse, what we witnessed all ourselves. You know, we witnessed January 6th.
You know,
everything happened in front of our very eyes. We could all be witnesses before that January 6th committee about what we saw. And so Adam Kinzinger is being attacked for simply saying things that we all know are true.
And it wasn't, January 6th wasn't 1820. It was a year ago, a little over a year and a half ago.
Right.
So, I mean, what are they thinking about? And then you see.
Well, it's ideological purity. It's the team taking one for the team. I mean, so many crimes. First of all, having been a lawyer, I know that there are plenty of people who are loyal team players in corporations who have done things that are not legal, but they've done it out of a feeling of team play and protecting the organization that they're in, okay? So they develop a noble theory for what is illegal conduct. And they do it typically in the name of supporting the team, the organization that they have committed themselves to. And it's very common. It's a very common phenomena. It's a common phenomena in the Army. People who commit war crimes are doing it for the purpose of accomplishing victory. And it's common all around. And right now it's happening politically. We have all these people committed to the conservative team who will do anything to make sure that that team wins.
But, Sandy, I don't care, you know, how you, what they say, put lipstick on a pig. A lie is a lie is a lie is a lie is a lie. And so we can't make the truth out of a lie. Like you said, we all saw it. And
well,
yet,
except if it's for the team, then, you know, in fact, we all know about situations where people, you know, there's someone who, what do we call them, a snitch?
Yeah.
Snitches get treated worse than almost anybody, right? Because they're breaking the oath. That is sort of the subconscious oath that everyone takes to be a part of the team. Snitches tell the truth, and they typically get threatened for it.
You know, Sandy, all I can ever do is think back to my parents and their time and know how much pride there was in the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what all of us... That's what we saw. I'm not saying that it was 100% correct on everything, but there was some pride in the nation that we were going to do what was in the best interest of the American people for the American people.
Although, you know, it's true. But even then, the team was doing things, we blackballed all kinds of supposed com simp directors and actors in Hollywood. You know, we interned a whole lot of Japanese,
folks. This has been in our DNA from the inception?
Well, yes, our DNA is part of our DNA is being part of a society and doing what it takes to make the society successful. And we have been able to be manipulated, and we have manipulated ourselves based on that proclivity we all have to be a team player into causing people to do things they wouldn't otherwise do. And it's clear, you can go back in history and find example after example after example of people who you would never expect to do something like what they're doing, who will tell you they're doing it because it's for the
benefit
of the organization, of the team. They're getting rid of the Jewish problem in Europe. You know, we will do some horrendous things in the name of the team.
But Sandy, as a novice, and we sit back and we talk about the Constitution. We send people to fight and die over document.
But look how we are warping.
And the law, which is supposed to be blind. And
right. But look how the people who wave the Constitution around the most bend it.
Yes.
In a way that is totally a mirror image of what the Constitution's actually all about. People who pick up the Constitution and say, this is why we ought to pray in school. Okay?
Yes.
But the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution is all about keeping church and state way separate from one another. Or they pick up the Constitution and use it to argue for whatever they want. It's a constitutional right, you know, a right to bear arms, to carry assault weapons. to have 20 million assault weapons in private hands, to make sure. I mean, the Constitution is much like the team, and people use it for the purposes they want to use it for.
You know, Sandy, the reason I love having you on so much is because I know that the conversation that you and I are having doesn't happen too many other places. People draw the line. We don't want to expose our nation. Dirty laundry. But to me...
Well, for me, that's an act of July 4th loyalty. I think that what we need to do is get our country to be everything it can and should be, and we ought to make sure that we don't blink and ignore the things that could turn our country into something awful, okay? And countries can be awful, you know, and countries can turn into something awful if the people aren't vigilant.
And right now, we're at a juncture where people in this country are going to have to make decisions, right? I mean, not just follow.
Yep.
They're going to have to get engaged and involved in our own personal lives and what we're doing. I'm not saying that doesn't matter, but we've got to look deeper than that, right?
Well, I know, and you know, de Tocqueville, a French philosopher. Maybe when we come back.
Yeah,
I was reading some de Tocqueville a couple of days ago, and it's sort of interesting.
All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Well, the times are good.
Just came to see.